Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 239, EPA Regulations and Catalytic Converter Replacement. This one's going to be a bit of a quickie one, probably, 7 to 10 minutes long, and it's going to get a little bit technical, but for those people that are interested in, you know, what the EPA mandates as far as catalytic converter operation, and more importantly, rules that they have to be replaced under as far as the shop is concerned, it's, you know, hopefully will be informative. I'll be reading from a trade magazine. This one is called Brake and Front End, which is sort of interesting considering they're talking about catalytic converters, but it's in a Brake and Front End magazine. And the article was written by Andrew Markell, who's a rather prolific writer, technical writer. And like I say, this is geared towards a technician or shop owner, hopefully you'll glean something from it if you're interested in that kind of stuff as far as catalytic converters and so on and so forth. As usual, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, I'm also on LinkedIn under Brad's Motorworks. So check that out if you're so inclined. So here we go. If your shop is not in California, the replacement of the catalytic converter is simple, and typically there is only one replacement option. Most shops understand that they must replace the converter and that using a test pipe or bypassing the converter is bad for business and against the EPA regulations and could result in big fines. Converters must be certified and labeled with the correct codes that are stamped into the shell. You cannot just install a converter that matches the size and shape. Certified converters may have more precious metals and catalyst biscuits. Another problem is within the calibration of the vehicle's ECM. California emission certified vehicles may have more sensitive oxygen sensor calibrations. If a non-certified converter is used, the efficiency codes may go away at first, but they could return after the catalyst becomes loaded with contaminants. In the future, things will get complicated. It is starting in New York and will probably impact the other 48 states. The issue is vehicles that were manufactured for the California market find their way to other states. New York is the first state to mandate that a vehicle with California emissions and converters must always be replaced with a CARB-certified converter, even if it is never going back to California. CARB meaning California Air Resources Board, which is the California version of the EPA, in case you didn't know that. There have been long-standing policy debates in Maine, Washington, and other states on emission testing and standards, but so many of these proposals are stuck in limbo as the fine points and funding for these initiatives are discussed and lobbied for on both sides. As a shop, under the EPA Clean Air Act, you are charged to keep vehicles running within the emission parameters they were initially sold with. It is a broad interpretation, but it is the safest for shops to follow. Additionally, also be aware of local emission requirements that can change not only from state to state, but county to county. Reading the labels. Every vehicle sold since the 1970s has a label under the hood, strut tower, radiator support, fan shroud, or firewall indicating the emissions calibration. California emissions certified models have California CARB or ARB on the label. This information is vital when looking up parts in the application catalog to ensure proper fit and also in navigating state-mandated aftermarket replacement converter regulations. In New York, starting in 2013, replacement converters for California emission-certified vehicles licensed in the state of New York must be CARB compliant. The list of CARB-compliant replacement converters can be found on the CARB website at www.2.arb.ca.gov. The New York rules can be found at the New York Department of Environmental Conservation at dec.ny.gov. In New York, 1995 and older vehicles can use EPA-compliant converters instead of a CARB-compliant converter. The rules can be confusing, but apply to vehicle model year 1995 or vehicle models older than 1993 and federal EPA-only emission-certified vehicles regardless of model year. The New York rules are a double-edged sword. The rules first changed the emissions of new vehicles sold in the state. The rules also changed how those vehicles are serviced in the future. You can purchase and register a used vehicle that is EPA compliant, but if the vehicle is CARB compliant, you must replace the converter with a similar CARB compliant unit. This should be the best practice that should be followed even if you do not live in New York or California. Reading catalytic converter labeling. Aftermarket replacement catalytic converters are labeled with important information necessary to ensure that installations comply with California law. New aftermarket converters produced and sold before January 1, 2009 are labeled according to US EPA requirements. A code in the following format will be stamped or affixed to the shell of the converter. N as in Nancy, either N for new aftermarket converter or U for certified used converter. ARB staff has found that this character is sometimes omitted on new aftermarket converters. CA indicates the converter has been CARB approved. MC, a two-character code for the converter manufacturer. Quad X, the converter's part or series number. The number may be longer than four digits, or four Ys in a row, the date of manufacturer. The first two digits indicate the month, the last two digits indicate the year. The manufacturer code and part number information can be used with the manufacturer's catalogs to verify that the converter is approved for installation in California on a particular vehicle model. Converters that are currently California certified for use on OBD2 vehicles also have an OBD2 or OBD2, well, two meaning, the first two meaning Roman numeral 2 and the second two meaning the number 2, stamped or affixed to the shell of the converter. Labeling looks like, for this example, the label indicates N, this was produced as a new aftermarket converter, CA, they have a picture of this thing, approved for use in California, TA, produced by Tenneco, but marketed under the Walker brand name. The series number is 200,300. 0905, it was manufactured in September of 05, and OBD2, it is approved for use on specific OBD2 applications. The label for converters approved for use in January in California after January 1st, 2009 are slightly different. I'm not going to go through all that. What about the VIN? You may notice on original and replacement catalytic converters that the VIN is not on the catalytic converter. A recent New Jersey law that went on the books in May of 2023 requires that new vehicles sold in the state and replacement catalytic converters must be engraved with the vehicle's VIN. This law is designed to make it harder for thieves to unload catalytic converters at scrapyards. The law also makes it illegal to buy and sell catalytic converters that have been removed from a vehicle. Buyers and sellers must have copies of the bill of sale, the buyer's and seller's name, the certification of title, and the date of purchase. So that's the deal on catalytic converters as far as, CARB approved or California approved versus 49 states. And obviously there was a little bit of information in there about the fact that a lot of states do not allow the reselling of used converters, because there's a couple different what are called precious metals in there that are actually more valuable. There's palladium, which my understanding is that that's more valuable per ounce than gold. Okay, so there's some rare earth metals that are in part of the catalytic converter structure that are highly, very, very expensive and worth a lot. And this is why people are cutting catalytic converters out of cars and stealing them, is that they have found someone who is illegally willing to take it as like a trade-in, so to speak, a recycling center or whatever, and give them money for the palladium. And so this is why the different states are changing their laws, is to make that to where you can't do that legally, okay? So it allows them to track a catalytic converter and where did it go, where did it end up, and who's doing stuff illegal. So Anyway, that's that one. I hope you got something out of it. And again, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, I'm also on LinkedIn, so hopefully this finds us both having a good week. So appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening. And again, I hope you have a fantastic day and a great week. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you again.